T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, new head coach of the Washington Capitals, helping us break it down. From The Athletic, Mr. Tariq El-Bashir. T.E.B., what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good, brother. What's happening with
you? Just waking up to some big breaking news on the first day back from the long holiday weekend. How about you guys?
Did you expect that to happen, though, Tariq?
Yeah. It took some time, but I did make some calls over the weekend, and it did sound like things were headed in this direction. If you go back to the beginning of the process, if we're being honest here, guys, Spencer Carberry was always the guy. He was always going to be the guy. It took some time. It's a big decision for both the club and for the coach. This was the first time that Carberry was really the hot candidate on the market, and he wanted to talk to other teams and see what they had to say, do his due diligence, and the organization, even though Carberry was the guy from the moment that they parted ways with Pierre Laviolette, they wanted to take this opportunity. You only get this opportunity every few years when you change coaches, to bring in other candidates, talk to people, not only to see if they're a good fit, but just say, hey, you played us six times last year. What did you see? What went wrong? What would you improve? Kind of pick their brains and kind of get a little bit of a feel for some outside ideas. But when it was all said and done, and it was time to make a decision, Carberry and the Capitals said, okay, yeah, I do. Where's the ring? And, as of early this morning, Carberry is now signed to a 4-year deal to be the Capitals head coach.
Wow. So, young guy, has worked within the organization, probably knows some of these players from when he was coaching them at various stops, right? The most important question, the top of the list, I imagine, is what is his relationship with Ovi? Or is there a relationship with Ovi?
There is a relationship there, for sure. Ovi is not LeBron James, right? So, the ownership didn't say, hey, Ovi, who do you want to be the head coach next? But I'm sure at some point during this process, Brian McClellan, the general manager, or Ted Leons, who's the majority owner, reached out to Ovi and said, hey, what do you think about Spencer Carberry? I'm sure that conversation happened. Ovi is in Russia right now. He usually goes back right after the season ends. But I'm sure that conversation has happened. And, look, I've known Ovi for a long time, and he doesn't want to be LeBron James either. He doesn't want to be the guy behind the scenes kind of, as the puppet master. He wants the decisions to be made by the front office, but he wants to be kept abreast. So, that's a long way of answering your question, JB. They don't know each other great, but they do know each other because Carberry was with AHL for so long. Remember, the Hershey coaches are on the ice and in the meeting rooms at the start of the season in training camp. Because in training camp, the Capitals bring their entire organization to Arlington. Like, it's like 60-plus guys.
Gotcha.
It's some of their prospects, some of their ECHL guys, their AHL guys. So it's not like Carberry and Ovi are going to see each other for the first time and go, hey, I'm – no, it's going to be, hey, congratulations, Spencer. Hey, Ovi, great to see you. There's already some familiarity there. But I think more importantly, for Leontes and for McClellan, when you're hiring somebody, and let's be honest, they're at a kind of a crossroads in their organization, in their organization's history here. They still have Ovi, but they just missed the playoffs for the first time in 9 years. Can they get it back on track without going further in the wrong direction? This is a very critical moment for the Capitals. McClellan and Leontis already know him. They know his work ethic. They know his communication skills. I mean, I know him a little bit as well. I you know, in covering the team for so long, when I wrote about prospects, I often reached out to Spencer. And let me tell you, there are not many guys in this game who can succinctly explain a player's strengths and weaknesses to a reporter the way he does. And I was always taken aback by how strong his communication skills were. I was on the phone going, I really know what's going on down in Hershey, even though I haven't been there in, you know, a year. Mm-hmm. He just did a really good – so if he was that good dealing with a reporter, I can't imagine what he's going to be like in a meeting room with a player trying to explain why he's not scoring on the power play and what needs to be done differently. So I think that familiarity with the player personnel, the built-in comfort level with management and with ownership, they already know the guy. They already know he works hard and he's good. And I think the fact that every other team in the league was interested, or at least the teams with openings, and even some that didn't have openings at the moment, were interested in hiring Carberry, made the Capitals go, well, you know, he was the one who got away before when he went to Toronto. Let's not let him get away this time.
Well, it's said that he's very good with young talent, developing them. And let's face it, they're going to be starting to have a lot of young talent within the next 3 to 4 years.
They hope.
Exactly. You know, they got to start bringing them in because I think, you know, we can't expect Ovi to play till he's 50. But ultimately, you know, what would be the major difference in his coaching style and what we've seen over the last 3 years?
So I would say the major difference is he's going to be more likely to put greater trust in younger players at an earlier stage in their career. I thought Peter Laviolette did a pretty good job given the circumstances of the last 3 years of his tenure. I mean, two of them were, you know, wrecked by COVID and all the stuff that went along with that. And then I thought last year there were times where I felt like Laviolette over-relied on older players who probably weren't coming back, and it was probably time to start plugging in some of the young players who had patiently waited for their turn and had shown they were ready, but he still kind of defaulted to, I'm going to go with the 34-year-old guy because I know what I'm going to get. Even if it's not great, I know what I'm going to get. The delta between a great performance and a bad performance for a young player is sometimes can be really big. It's not that big with 34-year-olds. Now, you know, and I'm talking about a guy like Matt Irwin, the 34-year-old defenseman. Like, he's not going to wow you out there, but he's also not going to make too many boneheaded mistakes, the type of mistakes that maybe Alex Alexiev would make. But that said, I thought that towards the end of last year, there was an opportunity for Laviolette to start plugging in some guys like Alexiev and maybe calling up a guy like Connor McMichael or Beck Mallentine, and he kept going with his older guys. And I'm not going to say that led to their downfall because that's not what led to their downfall. Trading away five key players, the deadline probably sealed their fate. But I feel like Laviolette put a lot of trust in his older players, where I believe that Carberry is going to be more likely to say, hey, Connor McMichael, here's your opportunity. Here's the roadmap to you succeeding. I'm going to help you. You got to do what I say, but here are the keys. Go at it. And I think that's going to be kind of his mandate because, you know, getting back to what I said a few minutes ago, I mean, this Capitals team is at a crossroads. They kind of have this older roster, at least at the top end. You know, they have this older roster that still wants to win, but I think you don't have to look too far in the future to realize that the young guys are going to have to take the reins here at some point. And so Carberry is going to have to straddle that line between, you know, keeping the old heads happy, getting Ovi his goals.
Right.
You know, let's be honest, I also, you know, getting Ovi to Wayne Gretzky is a big part of the next couple of years for this franchise, winning games, but also developing the Connor McMichaels and make sure Marty Faravari gets better next season and make sure Alex Alexiev gets better next season and make sure Alexei Protas gets better next season and maybe integrating some of the young players that we don't even know about yet. I mean, the Caps have the eighth pick in the draft.
How good
sometimes plays right away. It's probably a year away, probably maybe 2 years away, but sometimes you get lucky and you get a dude who's ready to go right away. So, I think Carberry is going to be more inclined and more comfortable trusting his younger players than, say, Laviolette last year.
Talking with our friend Tarik El-Bashir. You can follow him on Twitter at Tarik underscore El-Bashir. Read his stuff in The Athletic. Of course, you watch him on TNT doing all the hockey stuff. How good is the Caps minor league system? Like, we just saw the Nats kind of begin this rebuild. There's some promising stuff. What do the Caps have in the minors?
It's not great. It's probably lower third, but that's not for a lack of talent evaluation. That's a lack of picks at times over the last few years as management tried to keep that window open. They were flipping high round picks to keep that window open by getting players at the trade deadline. You know, they weren't thinking about, hey, let's build up our minor league system. It was, hey, let's maximize our last few years with Alex Ovechkin. So it's not great. I would venture to say it's somewhere in the 20s. It's not at the bottom, but it's not even quite at the midpoint. That said, you know, they've got some young players who I think are going to play a pretty big role in this franchise going forward. You remember last year, Ivan Mirosnitenko fell to them at number 20. He was a player who was well regarded and kind of regarded around the league as being a guy who maybe could be a top 10 talent. Well, he fell to the Capitals at 20 because he was getting over Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's a big deal. He's got a clean bill of health, is my understanding. He's coming over to Hershey and is going to be integrated into the system next year. But also, you know, there was the Russian question. Well, the Capitals kind of had that Russian question solved for the most part. And then this year, they're going to add the number 8 overall pick. That's the first time in a long time, like 15 years, they've drafted that high. So if they get the right guy, and they've done a pretty good job with talent evaluation when they've had the opportunity, they hit on their first round picks, especially their top 10 picks. They're going to get a guy who's going to be a difference maker, if not next season, the season after that or the year after that, but, you know, sooner rather than later. So, JP, I feel like the overarching kind of theme for this organization, it's changing here. It's going from win now, do everything you can to extend the window to, hey, let's try to get Ovi DeGretzky. Let's try to win, but we got to start looking ahead to what's next, which is going to be a rebuild at some point. So
that's smart, man. Rather than wait too long, you know, I
make the move early.
I would think so. Tarik, I know you got to run. I'm sure you're swamped on the day a new coach gets hired. But it sounds like you really like the hire.
I think it's a good hire. As I said at the beginning, I know Spencer a little bit. I know from a communication standpoint, he's one of the best out there. I think he's going to bring a fresh perspective to this organization. I think he's going to bring a new level of energy to this organization. He's 41 years old. This is his first crack at being a head coach at this level. These last 2 years in Toronto running the Maple Leafs power play, the star-laden Maple Leafs power play. He's going to have a similar challenge here in D.C. There are a lot of egos to kind of massage and make sure everyone's happy and getting their shots. And so he's already dealt with that a little bit. So I guess my concern is, you know, what is going to happen to the roster here over the next month? So I like the hire. When you ask me a bigger picture question as to, like, what is next season going to look like, I think it depends on who they draft and how many trades/big signings are they able to pull off here over the next month. Because the roster we saw at the end of last season, that's not going to get it done. They need an infusion of talent and youth and speed. And if McClellan can deliver on some of that here in the next month, I think this team could get back to the playoffs next year.
All right.
It's going to be fun to watch. I know you got a boogeyman. Thank you for making time for us.
Hey, anytime, guys.
All right, Tarik. Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. Tarik El-Bashir from The Athletic, TNT, an old colleague of ours, B. I mean, one of the great dudes in the media business.
Oh, yeah.
I learned so much from Tarik.
Second best hockey player in his family.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.